you the very best on your retirement, and good luck, and you will be sorely missed.
This is my last day on WDBO. We'll be talking about that a little more. And in depth, I understand, from 8 till 9 o'clock today on WDBO. Coming up at 7:10, we'll check in with my friend Jamie Dupree in Washington. Latest on the fiscal cliff discussions and the reimbursement for the storm damage and all that stuff coming up. And it's going to be a cloudy day today, 71 for a high. WDBO News Time, 657.
There are over 30 stations in Central Florida that play music. Only one is focused on accurate and dependable traffic. The most important station in Central Florida is FM 96.5, News Talk WDBO. Depend on it.
WDBO forecast, going to be another cloudy day, 71 for a high, slight chance of rain, overnight 57, tomorrow 78, and partly cloudy and 81 on Sunday, 82 on Monday, and then another cold front comes in with a pretty good chance of rain and cooler on Tuesday. Got up to 65 yesterday, this morning cloudy, 59 degrees at WDBO. And now to the Washington Bureau and Jamie Dupree.
Good morning, Jim.
Jamie doesn't want to talk politics today.
Oh, I want to talk about your last day.
It's my last day.
What do you think is going to happen by about like 9:35 on Monday morning when you come trudging into the kitchen and your wife gives you a surly look and tells you to get out there and clear the brush in the yard, would you?
Yeah, that's not going to happen
at
my house.
Okay.
I'm looking forward to it.
I'm sure you are.
I've got projects lined up, let me tell you.
40-plus years at one station. Nick, let me hear something from the past, okay?
Oh, no.
I didn't think it was that bad.
Will you wait a minute?
If I want to. I'm a very big star. Don't mess with me, Jim.
On this show.
Right on. Listen.
Hey.
Go out and grow some hair.
Go out and grow some hair.
I told you that. I don't know where they found that's an old. That must be from what, 73? Is there a date on that?
Yeah, well,
that was Jimmy Dean.
Jimmy Dean, no kidding.
And he came.
He sort of sounded like Sam Irvin.
Well, he came. I know he came in. He started his sausage business, and he was promoting that. So he came in. And we did an interview. We were joking around
back in the good old days.
I referred to him as. I said, "Well, you know Ferlin Husky or something like that."
Good grief! Now I'm sure most people don't even think about it, but back then you were spinning records, right?
Yes, we were. Yes.
Yeah. What kind of music were we playing?
We were playing what we used to call adult contemporary music. It would have been things like the Carpenters.
And the old classic AM radio of the 70s.
Absolutely.
Yes, exactly.
And you'd throw in maybe a Frank Sinatra or something occasionally.
Wow, going off the edge there.
Oh, yeah, and you had to get those Percy Faith things in every once in a while.
Rock and roll was causing you trouble back
You
then.
Did that as well.
Yeah, I did a little records, but mine was more jazz and blues. You know, I used to have my own blues show, if you can imagine.
You read Jamie's blog the other day, our lives, as far as our professional lives and so on, have somewhat paralleled about 15 years apart, right?
Yeah, which means, of course, is that I have to work for another 20 plus years before I can retire.
Well, the difference is you've got a couple of kids you're going to have to send through college.
I do. Well, I'll just keep sending you Christmas cards with a little envelope that's got my address pre-printed on it.
Hi, remember me?
Remember me. Here's where you contribute, yes.
But that blog, by the way, and as you sent me a copy of that, I looked at the AJC, Atlanta Journal-Constitution, also puts it on their website. But there was comments from people up in Atlanta who used to live in Orlando.
Yeah, who said they were tortured by their father driving them to school and forcing them to listen to Jim Turner back in the old days, and now they torture their own kids by driving to work and listening to our station up there in Atlanta, where our morning show host Scott Slade at WSB sends his greetings. He wants to follow you into retirement as well. And I'll say, Jim, the quick update is we have no fiscal cliff deal, but that's okay. Joe Kelly and I will deal with that next week. But thank you for all your work, all your time on the air, and thank you for 15, 16 years of working with you. It's been fantastic, and I know a lot of people in Central Florida will say they're better off for having listened to the dulcet tones of Jim Dean over the years.
All right, my friend. We'll talk in about an hour.
An hour when I'll do more of this.
All right. Thank you, Jamie Dupree in Washington. WDBL News Time is 7:13. Cloudy, 58 at WDBO. This is Jim Turner, Central Florida's Morning News. And this is my last day on the air at WDBO. And starting Monday, you will be hearing this gentleman, our WDBO news director, and also new host of Central Florida's Morning News, Joe Kelly.
Yeah, it'll be a soft launch, next week on Monday. But I'll start over there Monday. As you can see, we've got the new studio build out here. They've kind of backed me into a corner, if you will.
Seriously. But I'm a little jealous because you have two mice over there.
Yeah, they've put some new computers in, and you know.
Are you a two-handed mouser? Is that what that's all about?
I think they have a lot that they expect me to be able to accomplish, and we'll see if I'm able to pull that off. If you go to WDBO's Facebook page right now, you'll see a long list of comments, Jim, about you. And many of them say that it'll never be the same without you. And let me be the I don't want to say the first person, because I'm going to be like the 100th person to say that. It will not be the same without you, and you will be sorely missed. Let me share some of the comments that people are writing on our Facebook page this morning. Anthony writes, "May you have a great retirement, Jim." Linda says, "WDBO, not going to be the same without Jim and Neil." Of course, Neil Bort's leaving next month. Larry writes, "Thank you so much, Jim, for being a part of our lives in the morning. I remember another host, you'll have to help me with this, Perry Moore.
Yeah.
Who was the morning time. You were initially in the afternoon. Yep. God bless and enjoy life. Martha writes, congratulations, Jim. Listening to you has always been a part of my morning routine. It's going to seem strange not hearing your voice while I'm getting ready for work each day. Enjoy your retirement. You've certainly earned it. Al writes, Paul Harvey, Neil Bortz, and now Jim Turner. I'm saddened, but very happy for both of you. Congratulations. And finally, Robert writes, Jim, we've really enjoyed listening to you in the morning. Some people are irreplaceable, and you are one of them. We'll miss your nice voice and your logical approach to any and all situations. Best of luck to you.
Wow.
And you can share your comments as well right now on our Facebook page. Just go to facebook.com/WDBO and again, best of luck.
Thank you.
And congratulations. And can I just say that 40 years these days at any company is unheard of.
I'm more astounded than anybody.
There was once a time, you know, when people would commit 40 years to a company, but these days it just does not happen. And particularly in broadcasting, it does not happen. Even knowing that I will be the person who follows in your footsteps, I can tell you that no one will ever achieve that status at this radio station or any other radio station ever again.
40 years from now, we may not have radio. There'll be something else, huh? Who knows?
It's easy for him to say as he's retiring now.
Thank you, Joe Kelly. 7:26 at WDBO. Team traffic every 6 minutes in the morning. Here's Jim Grant.
And, of course, the latest on I-4 right now. This report is service of ProTech Air Conditioning and Plumbing Service. Westbound delays now, 434 to Maitland. Eastbound, mostly slow.
It is cloudy, 58 at WDBO. This is Jim Turner, Central Florida's Morning News. And this is my last day on the air at WDBO. And starting Monday, you will be hearing this gentleman, our WDBO news director, and also new host of Central Florida's Morning News, Joe Kelly.
Yeah, it'll be a soft launch, if
soft
you will,
launch
next week on Monday. But I'll start over there Monday. As you can see, we've got the new studio build out here. They've kind of backed me into a corner, if you will.
Seriously. But I'm a little jealous because you have two mice over there.
Yeah, they've put some new computers in, and you know.
Are you a two-handed mouser? Is that what that's all about?
I think they have a lot that they expect me to be able to accomplish, and we'll see if I'm able to pull that off. If you go to WDBO's Facebook page right now, you'll see a long list of comments, Jim, about you. And many of them say that it'll never be the same without you. And let me be the I don't want to say the first person, because I'm going to be like the 100th person to say that. It will not be the same without you, and you will be sorely missed. Let me share some of the comments that people are writing on our Facebook page this morning. Anthony writes, may you have a great retirement, Jim. Linda says, WDBO, not going to be the same without Jim and Neil. Of course, Neil Bort's leaving next month. Larry writes, thank you so much, Jim, for being a part of our lives in the morning. I remember another host, you'll have to help me with this, Perry Moore.
Yeah.
Who was the morning time, you were initially in the afternoon.
Yep.
God bless and enjoy life. Martha writes, congratulations, Jim. Listening to you has always been a part of my morning routine. It's going to seem strange not hearing your voice while I'm getting ready for work each day. Enjoy your retirement. You've certainly earned it. Al writes, Paul Harvey, Neil Bortz, and now Jim Turner. I'm saddened, but very happy for both of you. Congratulations. And finally, Robert writes, Jim, we've really enjoyed listening to you in the morning. Some people are irreplaceable, and you are one of them. We'll miss your nice voice and your logical approach to any and all situations. Best of luck to you.
Wow.
And you can share your comments as well right now on our Facebook page. Just go to facebook.com slash WDBO. And again, best of luck.
Thank you.
And congratulations. And can I just say that 40 years these days at any company is unheard of.
I'm more astounded than anybody.
There was once a time, you know, when people would commit 40 years to a company, but these days it just does not happen. And particularly in broadcasting, it does not happen. Even knowing that I will be the person who follows in your footsteps, I can tell you that no one will ever achieve that status at this radio station or any other radio station ever again.
40 years from now, we may not have radio. There'll be something else, huh? Who knows?
It's easy for him to say as he's retiring now.
Thank you, Joe Kelly. 7:26 at WDBO. Team traffic every 6 minutes of morning. Here's Jim Grant.
And, of course, the latest on I-4 right now. This report is service of ProTech Air Conditioning and Plumbing Service. Westbound delays now, 434 to Maitland. Eastbound, mostly slow.
24 minutes till 9 o'clock at News Talk 96.5 WDBO. I'm Jim Turner with Central Florida's Morning News. And coming up in 4 minutes.
From an old Navy guy to an old Marine guy, Semper Fi, Semper Fi, gung ho, gung ho.
My last day here at WDBO, so we'll do some talking coming up here as Central Florida's Morning News continues. And good morning. This is Jim Turner with Central Florida's Morning News. And it is Friday, the 14th of December, 2012. And we're taking this hour and we're talking a lot. We're breaking format. Oh, my God.
I'm having a heart attack.
Because it's my last day here at WDBO. And we have various people with us in the studio, including Scott Inez and then Wayne Weinberg. And Dr. Todd Husty is on the phone. Hey, Doc, I've been meaning to call you. I got this pain.
It hurts when you do that. Don't do that.
Dr. Todd, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. I'm really jealous.
I bet you are.
Well, no, I'm jealous because you're getting to get out and, you know, while the rest of us have to stay here and, you know, schlep around.
Especially with Obamacare, huh?
Don't get me started. This is your day. This is your day. You don't need to go there.
Well, everybody, anyway. We used to talk with Dr. Todd on a regular basis. Of course, everybody remembers you from the days on Channel 2.
Well, I just wanted to ask, what are you going to do to stay busy? Because I've never seen a medical study on it, but retiring kills people.
No.
It does.
I got plenty of projects to do, and as a matter of fact, I'm starting stuff, and my wife says, why don't you just wait until next week, Jim?
Well, I got to tell you, really, people who worked hard all their lives go and just sort of sit, you know, they sit back, I'm retired, and somehow that doesn't work with your life. You've not been a retiring kind of guy, so don't let it do it to you. Just stay busy, stay healthy, would you?
I indeed will do that, and I appreciate you calling.
It's a pleasure talking to you. Hey, give me a call sometime.
Okay.
After they fire you.
Okay.
You broke format.
That's it. It's a cardinal sin, isn't it? Thanks a lot.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Dr. Todd Husty, who is well-known in Central Florida. Wayne Weinberg is here. Wayne came back, and now Wayne's been on behind a microphone again, and he just can't resist it. He says, I got to talk some more.
Before that, though,
I went Nick Figueredo, who is my producer here on the board in the morning, and by the way, is now the assistant program director.
Ooh, yeah. I'm one of the suits.
Let me see. Do you have long pants on today?
No, still got my shorts.
So when you're in your official duties, are you going to wear long pants?
I think I'm going to have to.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to go shopping. I own one pair of jeans and that's it.
So Nick likes to relate the story of the first time we met.
It's true. It's a miracle that I'm even here in the studio with Jim today. When I walked in, I came in the studio as an intern, right? Kirk Healy walks me in. Jim just finishes the morning show. He says, hey, Jim, this is Nick. He's going to be the new intern here on WDBO. And Jim stops shuffling his papers. He looks at me as if he's going to kill me. Doesn't say a single word. Looks back down at his papers, and I'm like, okay, this guy hates me.
No, as Wayne said, that's called the look.
Yeah.
The look.
And apparently I got it easy from what I'm hearing. I got it pretty easy that day.
If you get the real stink eye, you know that.
So that's my story.
But you evaluated me on that, and you were totally wrong.
I was totally wrong. Yeah. Here I am today. He even let me talk today. It's amazing.
I'm the easiest going guy to work with. There is nobody that was easier to work with than me. Am I right, Scott Inez?
Uh,
now over the last 5 years, yes.
All I asked is that you maintain certain standards.
Which were unachievable.
We used to get a little violent around here back in the old back when we used to play cartridges, all our the commercials and everything, mm-hmm. and you'd have these big stacks of these plastic boxes, and sometimes like in the morning show here, Sounders and all that stuff, they'd be like 4 feet high, multiple stacks, and occasionally I would let one of those rip, like against the wall.
Yeah, that's why they went to digital.
Yeah.
Because there was no cartridges left to destroy.
I can't tell you how many pairs of headphones I went through with that, too. But yeah. I've calmed down considerably since then. Had to. The meds were. Yeah. It's 844 at WDBO.
Anywhere, anytime. Know what we're talking about. Us. By doing so, you'll stay on top of our rich source of instantly updated local info. Next time you're online, log on to WDBO.com. Click the Twitter icon, then click Join Today. It's that easy. Tweet with News Talk WDBO.
And our Washington Bureau Chief, Jamie Dupree, joining me this morning.
What, you only got to give the weather like three more times, huh?
One more time.
You going to sit out on the porch at home and give the weather report to your wife in the morning?
You know what? I'm not going to do that.
Okay.
Guess who's here? Scotty Inez came in. It's going to be kind of loosey-goosey this hour.
I told Jim earlier, Scott, that that he is more than ready and willing to do vacation relief. So you let him.
I got about 6 weeks coming to me, JD, I'm ready for that.
For Jim, exactly.
Is this where the funeral is this morning? Am I in the right place?
No, that's South John Young.
Oh, is that? Well, darn it. 4192 South John Young.
Yeah. Get back out on the road there. Yeah.
We're gonna miss you, Jim. Yeah, absolutely.
Well, I am going to miss you, my friend. I got to tell you, and I even told you this before. I said, you're like the highlight of my day.
Well, thank you very much. I'm glad I can bring a little happiness to your grumpy
in my dreary God. Life. You are the guy.
Dreary life, yeah. Yeah, how dreary was it in the old days when you were spinning records? Nick, give me something, would you, buddy?
Oh.
Them steadily depressing, low-down my messin', working at their car wash place. Or as he calls a bird on the limb over his head, he said, go ahead, everybody else has. 3:16.
Stop.
16 after 3 o'clock.
Wow. And you know what, Jamie? I was listening to that growing up, believe it or not.
Exactly.
I mean, I idolized this man growing up, and in 1991, I had the opportunity as the sports director to work with this guy firsthand each and every morning. It was a dream come true.
I think back when I was a kid, about the time you were doing that, Jim, I was listening to a guy in Detroit named J.P. McCarthy.
Indeed.
On WJR.
Yep. Yep.
And you are very much like J.P. And, you know, it's we joke about your retirement and everything, but broadcasting legend doesn't come out of my mouth too many times. But that's exactly what you've been in Central Florida, and you're going to be missed.
He's trying to make me cry.
No, we
will. I'm not going to make you cry.
We will. By 9 o'clock today, we will make you cry. That is my
it's
goal.
Be ugly.
Yeah.
I got to tell you, though, some of the most fun I've had on the radio was Scott Inez and Officer Jim and that in the infamous 5 o'clock
hour.
Oh, man. Good
times. There were a couple times, Jim. I remember, I think it might have been the 2008 or something like that, that when I was in town for the Florida primary, that I got up as early as possible so I could drive like mad from my hotel to get to the station to be there by 5:05 a.m. because that was great radio.
It was, and the whole idea was, okay, before we get into the really serious stuff, we would have some fun. It was kind of like the warm-up hour. I loved that hour.
Oh, it was terrific, and we were talking off the air. We had fun together.
Yeah. Yeah. And it drove the consultants mad, right, Scott?
Oh, absolutely, and it drove them mad, but it made us very happy because, I mean, I can remember each and every morning that alarm clock ringing at 3 a.m. thinking, what in the world am I doing with my life?
I think your quote was different than that.
Well, yeah, there might have been a few expletives there, but then I would think, okay, I get to spend the morning with Jim and Officer Jim, and that to me was broadcast nirvana. Even though we only spent, you know, 6 or 7 minutes together pretty much every day, it was still special to be around these guys.
And you know, the real compliment we used to get was people at other radio stations who were started at 6 would be driving in and
they'd listen.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. It was a must listen, no question. Well,
all right, my friend. Well, I will be in contact with you. I'm sure I will run into you, but mornings won't be the same. Nothing against your successor, my buddy Joe Kelly, who will be starting Monday morning. But as I'll tell him on Monday, you've only got 40 years and 5 months to go.
Well, I told him 40 years from now, there may not be radio.
Who knows?
Oh, yeah, right.
Who knows?
Who knows?
That's what they were saying when you got into it, so
true,
I'm not too worried about that.
Okay.
Jim Turner, thank you so very much for letting me be a part of your morning show for the last 16 years, and good luck to you, my friend. And as I said in my blog at WDBO.com, I'll see you down the log, buddy.
By the way, nothing going on in Washington.
There is no fiscal cliff deal. It will be the same in the 6 o'clock p.m. hour when I talk to Scott later today. See you, Jim.
We'll be in touch. Thank you, Jamie Dupree in Washington. Thank you, Scott Inez. It's 8:13 at WDBO.
Join us this holiday season at Light Up UCF, presented by Carl Black Orlando. Bigger and brighter with 50 nights of lights, rides, and entertainment. Nightly holiday light shows and Orlando's largest outdoor ice rink. Light Up UCF in front of the UCF Arena. Bring the family and ride the Ferris wheel, Santa train, the Arctic glide slide, and get your picture taken with Santa. Light Up UCF at the UCF Arena. Open daily through January 6th, including holidays. Brought to you by AT&T and AT&T Mobile Hotspot Elevate 4G. LightUpUCF.com for more info.
Hey. Good morning. It's 8:14 at News Talk 96.5 WDBO. Team traffic every 6 minutes in the morning. Let's get your I-4 travel times. Jim Grant.
And trying to improve, but not by much. This report is service of ProTech Air Conditioning and Plumbing Service. Westbound delays now 434 down to Lee Road. Still struggling for at least 10 to 15 minutes worth. Eastbound side, minor delay South Street to Amelia. Only an extra 3 minutes there. Be careful if you're traveling I-4 eastbound, getting ready to cross the St. John's River Bridge. Getting reports from the Florida Highway Patrol. There's a wood frame in the center lane, so stay alert in that area. Found it on the cameras yet. Now with an update on the turnpike, here's Jackie O'Brien.
As you make your way off of I-4, volume looks good and no incidents or reports, so you should have a smooth ride. With SafeTouch Security Team traffic every 6 minutes in the morning, I'm Jackie O'Brien.
Good morning. This is Jim Turner, Central Florida's Morning News, and it's Friday, the 14th of December, 2012, as I wrap up my 40-plus years here at WDBO. It's my last day on the radio. It's like an old home week here. We have some people I used to work with showing up, including, and everybody who's been in Orlando for any length of time knows, Carol Nelson from WDBO Radio, but primarily from Channel 9 and Channel 6, and way back in Channel 35 back in the day. Hiya, Carol. Good to see you.
I am the ghost of Christmas past who has come to haunt you and for you to remember your sins. Do you remember them?
Yes, I do.
Yes. Yeah. We used to have great
fun. We had great times. I was doing afternoons then. Carol reminds me, she was the first woman in radio news in Orlando. And also the first woman to do the 6 o'clock news on TV.
And the first radio talk woman. Got a lot of firsts in there.
And you co-anchored for a while with Ken Tindall, who, what was he, like 12 at the time?
Yeah, he was. We had to prop his seat up. We had to prop his seat up and, you know, kind of point to where the... Oh, do you know that before Ken Tindall was there, we didn't have teleprompters. When I started at Channel 9, there were no teleprompters.
Yeah, I brought a teleprompter with me.
Yes, which gave you the advantage because I didn't have one. I remember that. I remember that. But, Jim, it was so much fun. As you were talking about before, it used to be fun. What happened to radio? You know?
You mean we're not having fun?
It all got so, you know, even television, you can't say, make a throw to the weather without having it scripted.
Yeah.
And I used to say some pretty offbeat things, some double entendre.
Yes, I remember. That was pretty racy stuff. When was that, 1974-ish or 5-ish?
We exchanged Christmas presents, and you gave me a Christmas present that I unwrapped on the air, and there was a little egg in a nest. And I had to read on the air, you'd smile too if you'd just been laid.
That's right.
Yes.
Did Carl Hallberg was our general manager, and he probably went six
yes,
shades of purple.
He did. He did. But we had a really good time. And so news was more informal. It was more conversational than it is now. I want to know, now that you're leaving, what you're going to do. I mean, people out there want to know, are you going to be on the streets?
Yes, I'll be homeless, and I'll probably be living in an appliance box.
Yes. and there'll be policemen coming along giving you shoes that won't wear.
Listen, I'm going around my house. You can ask my wife, Emily. I've got the tape measure. I'm measuring things. I got projects. I'm lining up. I'm going to have tons of stuff to do.
Well, I have a new company. You can come and join us.
What is your company? Real quick.
It's called Video Heritage, and we do the lives of everyday people in documentary form. Ed Bookbinder, who used to be on the station every night. So if you need a job, and I know, you know, it's kind of tough, we could find something. You could maybe carry things or something. No,
that involves responsibility, and I'm not looking for any of that.
You're going to be out with the fish.
Exactly.
Well, Jim, it was wonderful the years that I worked with you. Not many, but I thoroughly enjoyed it. So
I wish you
the very best. I really do.
And thank you, Carol Nelson.
You bring a tear to my eye.
Another broadcast legend, ladies and gentlemen, Central Florida. 819 at News Talk WDBO. Good morning, 845 at News Talk 96.5 WDBO. And we have team coverage of traffic every 6 minutes in the morning. Latest on I-4, Jim Grant.
I-4 westbound, almost those delays almost gone at this point. Eastbound now just slow, approaching Amelia Street at best, an extra couple of minutes tops. Now with a look at the turnpike, here's Jackie O'Brien.
Also smooth sailing as you jump on bars. The turnpike, we're incident-free and up to speed. With team traffic every 6 minutes in the morning, I'm Jackie O'Brien.
Going to be a partly cloudy weekend with high temperatures around 80, but today we still have the clouds. Look for a high around 71. We'll check out your five-day forecast coming up here in about 6 minutes on WDBO. And we are breaking the news format here because they said, you know, Jim, it's your last day. Go ahead for an hour and do what you want to do. So we have some of my friends here to talk about the good old days, like Scott Inez, who replaced Bill Stamper. Those that remember Bill Stamper, who has now passed away. But Bill.
Great man.
Bill, he's the only guy here. Bill Stamper was the only guy I ever saw who'd be doing a sportscast and shaving.
And shaving at the same time. Matter of fact, I would come in after Bill and see whiskers on my typewriter.
Yeah, be there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Great
Bill,
man.
Bill, you're on, Bill.
Very theatrical.
Yes.
I wanted to be here for this very special day for you because I got to tell you, I have never met a more talented broadcaster. I'm going to make you cry now. I've never met a more talented broadcaster. I've never met a more talented, true professional than you. You taught me and Wayne Weinberg, how to be professional in this game, how to give it your all, your best shot every single day. I worked with you for 20 years. I started in 1991. Wayne, when did you start? Like 1980? Not 08.
Hey, Scott, did you forget that time you were an intern for me over at Channel 9?
Ken Tindall. Let's not talk about those days. By the way, Tindall never invited me to any of his wild Ron Burgundy parties back in the day.
Never. You're always invited. Hey, Jim, while I have a second, I'm preparing some news. I just wanted to say, you know, you're the best. I've got to go and work on some news, but you, what a professional. I'm going to miss you a lot. You know, I listened to you for years before I came to work here. And did you just hit your head on the microphone? Oh, that's what it's come to, huh? Anyway, I've admired you a long time. I do just want to wish you the best, you know?
Thank you, and
cry.
I appreciate
it. He will be crying. He will be crying.
Scott, back to you.
Thank you, Ken.
Okay,
sure. He interrupted me. What?
Can I say something?
Yes, go ahead, Kirk. Yeah, I wasn't finished, but
producer
go right.
Kirk Healy. Ladies and gentlemen.
Never mind.
you were talking about the carts back in the day
and how you'd
have that cart. And if I would go long, like about 3 minutes and 30 seconds on my sportscast, forget about it. It was over with. See that nick in the glass right there? That's from Jim throwing carts right at me. So,
well, you know these sports guys, they just wanted more and more time. It goes on and on and on. It's like, oh, come on. Are we doing girls' field hockey now? Come on. What is that?
Never content with his 40 seconds.
No. Never. No, I really wasn't.
We gave him a minute. Then I think we did cut it to 40 seconds.
Well, it was actually 2 minutes at first. Then you cut it to a minute and a half. Then you cut it to a minute. Then 40. And then they decided to get me the heck off the morning
show. Got your own station
Now. Got
careful,
my own
Jim.
Thing, so, yes.
And speaking of cutting you short, we have to go to break.
No, we don't. We're not going anywhere. Listen, thank you for being the professional that you are. You are Johnny Carson of Orlando. There will never, ever be another Johnny Carson. There will never, ever be another Jim Turner. Thank you for your 40 years here at WDBO.
Thank you. It's 8:49 at News Talk 96.5 WDBO. And our Washington Bureau Chief, Jamie Dupree, joining me this morning.
What, you only got to give the weather like three more times, huh?
One more time.
You going to sit out on the porch at home and give the weather report to your wife in the morning?
You know what? I'm not going to do that.
Okay.
Guess who's here? Scotty Inez came in. It's going to be kind of loosey-goosey this hour.
I told Jim earlier, Scott, that that he is more than ready and willing to do vacation relief. So you let him.
Okay. I got about 6 weeks coming to me, JD, so I'm ready for that.
For Jim, exactly.
Is this where the funeral is this morning? Am I in the right place?
No, that's South John Young.
Oh, is that? Well, darn it. 4192 South John Young.
Yeah. Get back out on the road there. Yeah.
My goodness gracious, Jim.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, I am going to miss you, my friend. I got to tell you, and I even told you this before. I said, you're like the highlight of my day.
Well, thank you very much. I'm glad I can bring a little happiness to your grumpy
in my dreary God. Life. You are the guy.
Yeah. How dreary was it in the old days when you were spinning records? Nick, give me something, would you, buddy?
Oh.
Them steadily depressing, low down my messin', working at the car wash place. Or as he throws a bird on the limb over his head, he said, go ahead, everybody else has. 3:16. 16 after 3 o'clock.
And you know what, Jamie? I was listening to that growing up, believe it or not.
Exactly.
I mean, I idolized this man growing up, and in 1991, I had the opportunity as the sports director to work with this guy firsthand each and every morning. It was a dream come true.
I think back when I was a kid, about the time you were doing that, Jim, I was listening to a guy in Detroit named J.P. McCarthy.
Indeed.
On WJR.
Yep.
And you are very much like J.P. And, you know, it's we joke about your retirement and everything, but broadcasting legend doesn't come out of my mouth too many times. But that's exactly what you've been in Central Florida, and you're going to be missed.
He's trying to make me cry.
No, we will.
I'm not going to make you cry.
We will. By 9 o'clock today, we will make you cry. That is my goal.
Be ugly.
Yeah.
I got to tell you, though, some of the most fun I've had on the radio was Scott Inez and Officer Jim and that in the infamous 5
the
5 o'clock
a.m.
hour. Oh, man. Good
times. There were a couple times, Jim. I remember, I think it might have been the 2008 or something like that, that when I was in town for the Florida primary, that I got up as early as possible so I could drive like mad from my hotel to get to the station to be there by 5:05 a.m. because that was great radio.
It was, and the whole idea was, okay, before we get into the really serious stuff, we would have some fun. It was kind of like the warm-up hour. I loved that.
It was terrific, and we were talking off the air. We had fun together.
Yeah. You and know? It drove the consultants mad, right, Scott?
Oh, absolutely, and it drove them mad, but it made us very happy because, I mean, I can remember each and every morning that alarm clock ringing at 3 a.m. thinking, what in the world am I doing with my life?
I think your quote was different than that.
Well, yeah, there might have been a few expletives there, but then I would think, okay, I get to spend the morning with Jim and Officer Jim, and that to me was broadcast nirvana. Even though we only spent, you know, 6 or 7 minutes together pretty much every day, it was still special to be around these guys.
And you know, the real compliment we used to get was people at other radio stations who were starting at 6 would be driving in and
they'd listen.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. It was a must listen, no question. Well,
all right, my friend. Well, I will be in contact with you. I'm sure I will run into you, but mornings won't be the same. Nothing against your successor, my buddy Joe Kelly, who will be starting Monday morning. But as I'll tell him on Monday, you've only got 40 years and 5 months to go.
Well, I told him 40 years from now, there may not be radio.
Who knows? Oh, yeah, right.
Who knows?
Who knows?
That's what they were saying when you got into
it,
so I'm not too worried about that.
Okay.
Jim Turner, thank you so very much for letting me be a part of your morning show for the last 16 years, and good luck to you, my friend. And as I said, my blog at WDBO.com. I'll see you down the log, buddy.
By the way, nothing going on in Washington.
There is no fiscal cliff deal. It will be the same in the 6 o'clock p.m. hour when I talk to Scott later today. See you, Jim.
We'll be in touch. Thank you, Jamie Dupree in Washington. Thank you, Scott Inez. It's 8:13 at WDBO. Good morning. It's 8:14 at News Talk 96.5 WDBO. Team traffic every 6 minutes in the morning. Let's get your I-4 travel times. Jim Grant.
And trying to improve, but not by much. This report is service to ProTech Air Conditioning and Plumbing Service. Westbound delays now 434 down to Lee Road. Still struggling for at least 10 to 15 minutes worth. Eastbound side, minor delay South Street to Amelia. Only an extra 3 minutes there. Be careful if you're traveling I-4 eastbound, getting ready to cross the St. John's River Bridge. Getting reports from the Florida Highway Patrol. There's a wood frame in the center lane, so stay alert in that area. Found it on the cameras yet. Now with an update on the turnpike, here's Jackie O'Brien.
As you make your way off of I-4, volume looks good and no incidents to report, so you should have a smooth ride. With SafeTouch Security Team traffic every 6 minutes in the morning, I'm Jackie O'Brien.
Good morning. This is Jim Turner, Central Florida's Morning News, and it's Friday, the 14th of December, 2012, as I wrap up my 40-plus years here at WDBO. It's my last day on the radio. It's like an old home week here. We have some people I used to work with showing up, including, and everybody who's been in Orlando for any length of time knows, Carol Nelson from WDBO Radio, but primarily from Channel 9 and Channel 6, and way back in Channel 35 back in the day. Hiya, Carol. Good to see you.
I am the ghost of Christmas past who has come to haunt you and for you to remember your sins. Do you remember them?
Yes, I do.
Yes. Yeah. We used to have great
fun. We had great times. I was doing afternoons then. Carol reminds me, she was the first woman in radio news in Orlando. And also the first woman to do the 6 o'clock news on TV.
And the first radio talk woman. Got a lot of firsts in there.
And you co-anchored for a while with Ken Tindall, who, what was he, like 12 at the time?
Yeah, he was. We had to prop his seat up. We had to prop his seat up and, you know, kind of point to where the... Oh, do you know that before Ken Tindall was there, we didn't have teleprompters. When I started at Channel 9, there were no teleprompters.
Yeah, I brought a teleprompter with me.
Yes, which gave you the advantage because I didn't have one. I remember that. I remember that. But, Jim, it was so much fun. As you were talking about before, it used to be fun. What happened to radio? You know?
You mean we're not having fun?
It all got so, you know, even television, you can't say, make a throw to the weather without having it scripted.
Yeah.
And I used to say some pretty offbeat things, some double entendre.
Yes, I remember. That was pretty racy stuff. When was that, 1974-ish or 5-ish?
We exchanged Christmas presents, and you gave me a Christmas present that I unwrapped on the air, and there was a little egg in a nest. And I had to read on the air, you'd smile too if you'd just been laid.
That's right.
Yes.
Did Carl Hallberg was our general manager, and yeah, he probably went six
yes,
shades of purple.
He did. He yeah. did. But we had a really good time. And so news was more informal. It was more conversational than it is now. I want to know, now that you're leaving, what you're going to do. I mean, people out there want to know, are you going to be on the streets?
Yes. I'll be homeless, and I'll probably be living in an appliance box.
Yes. And there'll be policemen coming along giving you shoes that won't wear.
Listen, I'm going around my house. You can ask my wife, Emily. I've got the tape measure. I'm measuring things. I got projects. I'm lining up. I'm going to have tons of stuff to do.
Well, I have a new company. You can come and join us.
What is your company? Real quick.
It's called Video Heritage, and we do the lives of everyday people in documentary form. Ed Bookbinder, who used to be on the station every night. So if you need a job, and I know, you know, it's kind of tough. We could find something. You could maybe carry things or something. No,
that involves responsibility, and I'm not looking for any of that.
You're going to be out with the fish.
Exactly.
Well, Jim, it was wonderful the years that I worked with you. Not many, but I thoroughly enjoyed it. So
I wish you
the very best. I really do.
And thank you, Carol Nelson.
You bring a tear to my eye.
Another broadcast legend, ladies and gentlemen, Central Florida. 8:19 at News Talk WDBO. And this morning it is cloudy, 58 at WDBO. This is Jim Turner, Central Florida's Morning News for Friday, the 14th of December, 2012. As I wrap up my 40-plus years here at WDBO, my last day, and joining me a number of people. This is like an AARP meeting.
It is. It is.
Former WDBO News Director Wayne Weinberg is joining me. We worked at, you would have been what?
A long time ago.
Mid-80s?
80s into the mid-90s.
Into the 90s.
Yeah. And then I came back and did some news
Came back
thing,
and filled then, in a little
bit
I for me.
And filled in for you. Then the economy came in and that was the end of it.
And now you're doing work for Seminole County, right?
Yeah, Leadership Seminole.
Yeah.
But these were my best days right here.
Animal stories, Wayne Weinberg, the king of animal stories.
Yeah. Built a whole career in news,
and
stories, and that was it.
And the word was Chihuahua, Wayne.
Yes.
Not Chihuahua.
So it was a little
funny. And he said, oh, I know. No, he didn't.
I didn't know.
It was pretty funny. We had some great times.
Yeah, we did.
And
we had serious times.
We had serious times. We had good times.
Yeah.
And that's what people always say, you know, gee, Jim, what was the most memorable thing? You know what? We did fun stuff and memorable things all the time. So it's hard to pinpoint, you know, stuff like that. I mean, the big news events, everybody can identify to that, you know, 9/11 and everything. But we just had good times all the time. We had some of the funniest times. I mean, we would sometimes be laughing so much we had tears in our eyes. It was just amazing.
You know, the last time, when was your Epcot thing? Your was that the 30th for you? You did your morning show at Epcot.
They all blur together.
But at that time, I was there and I was on the air with you for a little bit. And as I was leaving, I don't know if I ever told you, I was leaving, this lady came up to me and said, "Are you Wayne Weinberg?" And I said, "Yes." And I said, she said, "Oh, I told my husband I was right." And I said, "What do you mean you told your husband you're right?" "Well, my husband told me you were dead."
Well, that's just what you want to hear.
Yes.
Well, I'll tell you what, you look back on those times and, you know, you think, it was just like, are you getting paid for this? It's insane, isn't it? I can't ask my wife, Emily. I've said to her, I said, you know, they pay me for this. It's crazy, isn't it?
Remember, we used to talk about new restaurants and then within an hour, we'd get a full course dinner. You know, steak, salad.
I think that was called payola.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. But, you know, or someone would bring pizza. You know, then we have the donut guy come every day and all those off things here. But, you know, the beauty of this is, you know, that the audience accepted us and we worked very hard. But working in the studio environment was very, you know, you talk about how do you do this? Well, Jim and I and Jim Bishop and everyone involved, it was unique because we came prepared individually. You got to be prepared for everything that could possibly happen. And then we talked a little bit about how it was going to go.
Yeah.
But then we just worked, you know, we just knew how to work with each other. And so Jim was always the steadfast person.
You don't want to put too much thought into it.
I don't. No.
Yeah.
No, but there's a lot of prep, and then you just let it go. And so we were hearing things from each other for the first time, and it was fun.
I'm hearing from a lot of people, and it's interesting because you don't realize what a part of people's lives you become when they hear you all the time. And I'm getting an awful lot of that. It's very, very...
In 5 seconds, the most common thing I heard from females with their husbands, they would say, "Oh, I get up with you and Jim every morning." And the husband would like, "What time is that?" Yeah.
Thank you, Wayne Weinberg. It's 8:26 at WDBO. Team traffic every 6 minutes in the morning. Here's Jim Grant.
And still watching over I-4. Westbound still backing down from 434 to Maitland East.
And good morning, this is Jim Turner with Central Florida's Morning News. And it is Friday, the 14th of December, 2012. And we're taking this hour, and we're talking a lot. We're breaking format. Oh, my God.
I'm having a heart attack.
Because it's my last day here at WDBO, and we have various people with us in the studio, including Scott Inez, and then Wayne Weinberg. And Dr. Todd Husty is on the phone. "Hey, Doc, I've been meaning to call you. I got this pain."
It hurts when you do that. Don't do that.
Dr. Todd, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. I'm really jealous.
I bet you are.
Well, no, I'm jealous because you're getting to get out and, you know, while the rest of us have to stay here and, you know, schlep around.
Especially with Obamacare, huh?
Don't get me started. This is your day. This is your day. You don't need to go there.
Well, everybody, anyway. We used to talk with Dr. Todd on a regular basis. Of course, everybody remembers you from the days on Channel 2.
Well, I just wanted to ask, what are you going to do to stay busy? Because I've never seen a medical study on it, but retiring kills people.
No. I've got plenty of projects to do, and as a matter of fact, I'm starting stuff, and my wife says, why don't you just wait until next week, Jim?
Well, I got to tell you, really, people who worked hard all their lives go and just sort of sit, you know, they sit back, but I'm retired, and somehow that doesn't work with your life. You've not been a retiring kind of guy, so don't let it do it to you. Just stay busy, stay healthy, would you?
I indeed will do that, and I appreciate you calling.
It's a pleasure talking to you. Hey, give me a call sometime.
Okay.
After they fire you.
Okay.
You broke format.
That's it. It's a cardinal sin, isn't it? Thanks a lot.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Dr. Todd Husty, who is well-known in Central Florida. Wayne Weinberg is here. Wayne came back, and now Wayne's been on behind a microphone again, and he just can't resist it. He says, I got to talk some more.
Yeah,
before that, though, I went Nick Figueredo, who is my producer here on the board in the morning, and by the way, is now the assistant program director.
Ooh, yeah. I'm one of the suits.
Let me see. Do you have long pants on today?
No, still got my shorts.
So when you're in your official duties, are you going to wear long pants?
I think I'm going to have to.
Oh, my God.
I'm about to go shopping. I owned one pair of jeans and that's it.
So Nick likes to relate the story of the first time we met.
It's true. It's a miracle that I'm even here in the studio with Jim today. When I walked in, I came in the studio as an intern, right? Kirk Healy walks me in. Jim just finishes the morning show. He says, hey, Jim, this is Nick. He's going to be the new intern here on WDBO. And Jim stops shuffling his papers. He looks at me as if he's going to kill me. Doesn't say a single word. Looks back down at his papers, and I'm like, okay, this guy hates me.
No, it's just, as Wayne said, that's called the look.
Yeah.
The look.
And apparently I got it easy from what I'm hearing. I got it pretty easy that day.
If you get the real stink eye, you know that.
So that's my story. But you
evaluated me on that, and you were totally wrong.
I was totally wrong. Yeah. Here I am today. He even let me talk today. It's amazing.
I'm the easiest going guy to work with. There is nobody that was easier to work with than me. Am I right, Scott Inez?
Over the last 5 years, yes.
All I asked is that you maintain certain standards.
Which were unachievable.
We used to get a little violent around here back in the old back when we used to play cartridges, all our commercials and everything, and you'd have these big stacks of these plastic boxes, and sometimes, like in the morning show here, with Sounders and all that stuff, they'd be like 4 feet high, multiple stacks, and occasionally I would let one of those rip, against the wall.
Yeah, that's why they went to digital.
Yeah.
Because there was no cartridges left to destroy.
I can't tell you how many pairs of headphones I went through with that, too. But yeah. I've calmed down considerably since then. Had to. The meds work. Yeah. It's 844 at WDBO. And we are breaking the news format here because they said, you know, Jim, it's your last day. Go ahead for an hour and do what you want to do. So we have some of my friends here to talk about the good old days, like Scott Inez, who replaced Bill Stamper. Those that remember Bill Stamper, who has now passed away. But Bill.
Great man.
Bill Stamper was the only guy I ever saw who'd be doing a sportscast and shaving at the same time.
Matter of fact, I would come in after Bill and see whiskers on my typewriter.
Yeah, I'd be there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Great
Bill,
man.
Bill, you're on, Bill.
Very theatrical.
Yes.
I wanted to be here for this very special day for you because I got to tell you, I have never met a more talented broadcaster. I'm going to make you cry now. I've never met a more talented broadcaster. I've never met a more talented, true professional than you. You taught me and Wayne Weinberg, how to be professional in this game, how to give it your all, your best shot every single day. I worked with you for 20 years. I started in 1991. Wayne, when did you start? Like 1980? Not 08.
Hey, Scott, did you forget that time you were an intern for me over Channel 9?
Ken Tindall. Let's not talk about those days. By the way, Tindall never invited me to any of his wild Ron Burgundy parties back in the day.
You were always invited. Hey, Jim Hall, I have a second. I'm preparing some news. I just wanted to say, you know, you're the best. I've got to go and work on some news. But you, what a professional. I'm going to miss you a lot. You know, I listened to you for years before I came to work here. And did you just hit your head on the microphone? Oh, that's what it's come to, huh? Anyway, I've admired you a long time. I do just want to wish you the best, you know?
Thank you, and
I
appreciate it.
He will be crying. He will be crying.
Scott, back to you.
Thank you, Ken. Okay, sure. He interrupted me. What?
Can I say something?
Yes, go ahead, Kirk. Yeah, I wasn't finished, but
producer
go right
Kirk Healy. Ladies and gentlemen.
Never mind.
you were talking about the carts back in the day
and how you'd
have that cart. And if I would go long, like about 3 minutes and 30 seconds on my sportscast, forget about it. It was over with. See that nick in the glass right there? That's from Jim throwing carts right at me. So,
well, you know these sports guys, they just wanted more and more time. It goes on and on and on. It's like, oh, come on. Are we doing girls field hockey now? Come on.
Never content with his 40 seconds.
No, I really wasn't. I really wasn't.
We gave him a minute. Then I think we did cut it to 40 seconds.
Well, it was actually 2 minutes at first. Then you cut it to a minute and a half. Then you cut it to a minute. Then 40. And then they decided to get me the heck off the morning
show. You got your own station.
Well, got
careful,
my own
Jim.
Thing, so, yes.
And speaking of cutting you short, we have to go to break.
No, we don't. We're not going anywhere. Listen, thank you for being the professional that you are. You are Johnny Carson of Orlando. There will never, ever be another Johnny Carson. There will never, ever be another Jim Turner. Thank you for your 40 years here at WDBO.
Thank you. It's 8:49 at News Talk 96.5 WDBO. Now, this is Jim Turner. It's Friday, the 14th of December, 2012. It is my last day on the air here at WDBO, and I started here on May 28th, 1972.
Wow.
It's been 40-plus years, and when I made the announcement a couple of weeks ago, I talked about a number of things, the fact that this is all I've ever wanted to do in my life, mm-hmm. so I'm quite thrilled that I was able to pull it off.
Yeah.
I feel like it's like winning the lottery to be able to do what you want to do. And it's all I've ever wanted to do is be on the radio. And it's been a part of my life in many ways. Jamie Dupree's blog yesterday, I mean, I got up at 3:00 in the morning and I saw that blog. And let me tell you something. I had to print it up and show it to my wife because I couldn't even tell her about it.
Sure.
Because, Jamie's been such a great friend, and our lives have kind of paralleled our interest in the love of radio. And so to have been able to do that for my entire life and be pretty successful at it, I feel quite honored. And the decision to retire comes something I've been talking about, Scott, and as you know this, because we talked about it all the time.
Sure.
I said, I'm out of here.
Yeah.
I've been saying that for several years. That's Wayne, man.
Yeah, Wayne, we heard that back in 1991, didn't we?
This contract, that's it.
This is it. Done.
Every contract I tell Emily, I say, this is it.
Right.
That's, you know, like 6 years ago, I bought the boat.
Right. Right.
That, now it's sitting in the cardboard.
You deserve to go out the way you want to go out.
Well, you know, I thought about this too. You know, it's, you get to a certain point, you'll experience this as you get older, where you know, your motivations are different and you get this feeling, especially to me, it's to the point where in this business, I think you have to you feel like you're trying to prove yourself all the time, especially when you are, being scrutinized by, not just by the listeners, but by everybody around you, you know, for your, how you sound that day, what kind of a job you did that day, you know, and after a while you think, you know what, I don't need to prove anything to anybody anymore. No. And that's it.
I envy you.
And I think when you get to that point, it's time to just hang it up.
Well, I have been listening to some of the phone calls that we've gotten over the last couple of weeks since you announced your retirement, and it's amazing the effect that you have had on so many people in Central Florida. I mean, we come in, we do our thing, we try to be as perfect as we possibly can be in a confined area, but I don't think we really know the effect that we have on people, and I think that's a credit to you and the job you have done for 40 years here at WDBO, Jim.
I've heard from generations, kids who are now adults with their own kids who are listening, and I'll tell you, for everybody out there that's left a message or posted, some of those I have addresses and stuff I will be acknowledging, and I really appreciate it, and it's that's heartfelt, and I'm not going to cry, and I'm going to say goodbye because that's it as I wrap it up here. And thank you, Scott, and Wayne
Weinberg, well done,
and everybody else came by, and just for you, Nick Figueredo, I want to thank everybody, and finally I will say I wish you well. 8:56 at WDBO. Let's get a check on traffic. Here's Jim Grant.
And no delays. And from the bottom of my heart, Jim, I wish you well in your retirement as well. Now with a look at the rest of the roads, Jackie O'Brien.
408 free and clear. Good drive for you into downtown. No delays. Jim, best of luck to you. With Safe Touch Security Team traffic every 6 minutes in the morning. I'm Jackie O'Brien.
All right. Nick says I got to say goodbye again. How many times can I say goodbye? Thank you very much, Orlando. Thank you, everybody here at the radio station and all the people for the last 40 plus years that I've dealt with, some true professionals and all the listeners. That's it. Thank you. Goodbye.
How are we getting better? Better. WDBO News has combined forces with the power of Channel 9 Eyewitness News. When news breaks, hear it here first. FM 96.5, News Talk WDBO. Depend on it.